Remember the time you spent listening to Hot Talk 830 KPLS.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880.
Good morning. This is Dr. Tong. I'm hosting the show today alone because Elaine is busy in medical school. We have a lot to share with you. And do we get James on our line yet? Okay. James, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, James. James is an old buddy of mine. He's been a long-term patient. He found us during his vacation, and I cure him of irritable bowel syndrome. And since then, he had brought in his a son, 14-year-old, a couple of times because he had muscular problem. Why don't I let you share the stories? James?
Thank you, Dr. Tong. I appreciate that. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I've tried to find a quiet spot at Knott's Berry Farm, which isn't easy to do.
You're a lucky guy. Yes.
But anyway, yeah, about 7 years ago, it was about the first time I came to Dr. Tong, and I had irritable bowel. I went through the normal channels of trying to get the problem taken care of. I had all the x-rays and tests and CAT scan and all the different scenarios trying to figure out what the issues were, and they were not unable to do anything for me except for give me medication. Anyway, when I went to Dr. Tong, I had the treatment the first time, and I wasn't totally cured the first time, but it made a remarkable improvement. And then after two or three more visits, I was doing perfectly fine, and I've been healthy ever since. So it's,
yes,
it's been a great opportunity as far as that goes. And then my son runs cross country. He's 15. He's quite small for his age. We took him to the University of Utah Primary Children's Hospital, and they basically, you know, they knew he was a late bloomer or that he was behind, but they couldn't do anything for his legs. He was having issues with spasms in his legs and cramping and so forth. And so we took him to Dr. Tong, and after the very first treatment, he was perfectly fine.
Yes.
And there was a remarkable difference.
Yeah, here's the point. You know, you go to all these fancy places, you know, even university institutions, all they can do is do more tests and find out and tell you what else is wrong in the molecular level, in the blood level, but they tell you what is wrong, but not why it happened. Today's conventional science is really obsessed with correlations, you know, associations. They're proud to say stuff like this to make it so mysterious, but they never know why, so that they can correct your problem, so that you can be totally healthy again. You know, tell us what happened after my two treatment with Kevin, because the summer before, he couldn't run at all because of the leg cramps. So what happened after the treatment, the two treatment? He was able to join the marathon, right?
Well, it wasn't a marathon, but he went back to North Carolina from Utah to a national meet.
Oh.
And he took, I believe, a ninth place out of 450
Ooh.
Runners. So major improvement, whereas prior to that, he wasn't even really able to work out. So the improvement was remarkable. The one thing I'd like to say on the show today is a lot of people may listen to your calls and radio shows and not really take action, because a lot of times they hear these things, they really don't think it's going to work for them. And I have to say, I was one of those people. I watched Dr. Tong on the cable show. I thought, nah, it's really not for me.
Yes.
And then once I went in and had the treatment done, I referred, you know, everybody I know to him that's having issues, because the remarkable change he made in my life and the life of my family. So,
well,
hopefully, if those people are out there listening, that they will also take action and come into you and see what you have to offer.
Well, I don't make any guarantees, okay? But I'm keeping track of my data, and we have everybody after the first treatment had to fill out an initial report. 92% of my patients so far, and it'll be like 600-700 people that we had, a new patient that we had collected, say that they experienced remarkable relief the very first time. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we have a nurse with 9 years of agony, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and after the first treatment was much, much better. She had lost 17 pounds or something like that, and she had not had much pain. She had, the last two days, she had been shopping 5 hours a day, walking by herself. Okay, so it's actually very easy once you know how to do this. Well, James, you know, I don't want to take out. Is Kevin playing, or can he say a few things, or no?
He was off in line when the phone rang. He was on the roller coaster, so I'm not even by him. I ran to a quiet spot, so I apologize for that.
Hey,
One other thing, really quick, Dr. Tong, is I run marathons, and those people that do run marathons and have IT band problems, or knee problems, or ankle problems. Also, your treatments are fabulous for that as well. It helped me tremendously. So if those people are out there, that's also a great treatment for them also.
For anything. And I say it without any reservation. Anyway, I'll let you go so that you can join your son and have fun, okay? And
Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a nice weekend, okay? Well, you know, actually, James was show up yesterday as a surprise. I was treating another patient from our town, a little kid, 5-year-old with muscular dystrophy. The father's a dentist, and he found me through the American Holistic Medical Association. One of the doctor emailed to us, and then I responded. I said, I can cure muscular dystrophy. The type that this little boy has, the scenario is not very good. They told the father, the parents, that the boy would die before 20, and would be soon on a wheelchair, even though right now he doesn't have that much symptoms, okay? But basically, both Kevin and Tristan is his name, the biggest problem is diet. He eats too much sugar, too much refined sugar, and it's too much time for me to explain why sugar would cause muscle problem. Basically, sugar affects the spleen. Worries affects the spleen. When the spleen gets real weak, okay, the sugar, the muscle do not get the nourishment, and they become hardened, okay? So it's a muscular dystrophy. We have another patient that Diane Heil, and she had skin and bones. When she first came to see me, she came to see me with severe back pain, but she did not know that I can cure muscular dystrophy. Today, you have to look at, I should have taken a picture. The legs are totally normal. She had 2 months of vacation, 10 years of constant pain before she saw me, but 2 months of vacation with basically no symptom. And when she came back, her muscle had grown a lot more without my treatment. So muscular dystrophy, all chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. next week, I'm scheduling a patient with Alzheimer's who did not know 2 plus 2 equals 4, who did not know this is year 2002. It says 1996. But today, he's all normal. Okay, all this research we're doing is all waste of time. Do we get our next guest on the line? Okay, let's put Jerry on the line. Let's see what kind of story he has. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
I'm just fine, sir.
Okay, so today is a no host bar. We can talk about anything, any improvement you have, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay, Jerry. Okay, tell us where are you from and what do you do?
Okay, I'm a longshoreman. I work down at the docks. I'm in Los Angeles, and I live in the Inland Empire. I came to you, I guess it was May the 28th. I was looking at my calendar here, and I had never heard of Dr. Tong before, and you were recommended to me by one of my coworkers, Bob Kennedy.
Okay, Bob Kennedy was on our second show. Bob had all kinds of problems. The problem, I cured him in Long Beach, 6 years, never had a problem. Then he had broken ribs from dirt bike riding, low back pain, headache, arrhythmia. I cured his arrhythmia. And also his eyesight was improved. He had to use weaker glasses after my treatment. For those who are interested, go back to our second show in September of 2000, and you'll hear his story. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes, and so I had gone to the big name guys. I had gone to Kaiser, Inland Valley Medical Center, and UCLA, and I had 3 diagnoses of a torn lateral meniscus.
Yes.
X-rays, and I also had a scheduled surgery date. My surgery was scheduled for August the 1st. So I said, well, it's May, so I'll go to this new doctor and keep my surgery date and just to see what this is all about after you were highly recommended to me.
Okay.
After the first couple of treatments, I got relief. The injection, I must say, it did hurt from the beginning, so to get stuck with the needle. And so after getting past that, the results were just remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued to improve until July. Then I stopped and I went on vacation, and I overdid it during vacation. I ate a lot of shrimp, lobster, and all the things that the doctor told me not to eat.
Yes.
And I kind of relapsed a little bit. So when I got back, I started up again, and I'd been improving, and I got a surprise for you. This morning, I went out and I jogged for a quarter of a mile.
Wow.
So I am starting my running regiment back again.
Scheduled to run in Beijing in about 4 years, right?
In about 4 years. I ran with the torch in Los Angeles. That's how I aggravated my knee in January. I carried the torch for Los Angeles. And I had to go up to San Francisco. I'm the only guy that ran with the torch twice, I believe.
Great. Listen, if you continue my treatment, I promise you that you're not only going to have better, stronger knee and legs, but also better stamina. I'm going to improve your breathing capacities. But before we let you go, you got to share some of the other side benefits, like your flat foot, your athlete's foot, that you had an ulcer between the web of the toes for like 30, 40 years.
30, 40, I've had problems with athlete feet constantly, and I had just recently went the first of the year to, Good Feet or New Feet, and bought orthotics.
Yes.
Because I was told I had to wear orthotics because of my flat feet.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Tong pulled me out of the orthotics and gave me an injection in the bottom of my foot.
Yes.
In between the toe.
Yes.
Cleared up the athletic feet, and I'm not wearing a knee brace. I'm not wearing any orthotics and nothing.
Just yourself.
And I feel good.
Just everything, your bone and muscle, just Jerry's bones and muscle and skin. No other prosthesis, artificial parts, animal parts, okay? Back to getting the body working. The athletic feet, I got to say, though, you have ulceration. The skin was not healing, and so it was like infection, between the toes, and you had that for 40 years.
Yes.
Have you tried conventional treatment? What kind of treatment have you tried?
Yes, I've tried practically everything on the commercial shelf. I've used all of the foot creams and the corn removals, the stuff between the toes, and nothing worked. It worked for a little bit.
And that's for 40 years?
Yes.
Okay, so how fast did my treatment work after you told me about it?
After I told you about the foot problems, in two visits I started clearing up.
See?
And here now, between the toes, is totally cured.
This is no coincidence. This is no anecdotal. Even before I give the injection, I say, I can clear this up. Almost everything the patient told me, no nausea, arrhythmia, I just say I can clear it up. Most of the time, it's quite easy. That's why I can say it, okay? But I don't make any guarantees. In I would say 90, 98, 99% of cases, unless it's terminal, these cases are very easy. Okay, tell us about what your wife said about your improvement here.
She sent
you back recently for recharging. So tell us what your wife said, okay?
I was asking Dr. Tong about Viagra, whether or not that would be a sexual stimulant. Is that something for me?
Yes.
And he indicated no. We just going to improve your chi and open up the blood vessels. And my wife's seen a remarkable improvement.
Yes. And recently you have a strike. You see, you work in Long Beach, you have a strike. So you worry. That's why your performance came down. So your wife sent you back.
Yeah.
Well, here's the point. Viagra is not used by the body. The body does not produce Viagra. So it's a very unnatural way. And many people have died from using Viagra. But they don't die from using my method. Because all I do is putting life back into you. And that's the whole point. And your continued treatment, everything in your body will improve. And this is not a commercial. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Jerry, thanks very much for sharing your story with us. And I have another patient that has a great story. So stay in tune and listen to her story, okay?
Okay.
And have a nice weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye. And for those people who are interested in my treatment, my office number is 714-556-8664. Before then, check me out. Check out all this incredible claim that I'm saying. Visit my website, drtong.com, drtong.com. And you'll find that, especially, go to my radio shows. Been almost 100 shows now. And every Saturday, I bring in cases that people have problem with, decades of problem. You know, we're told that they will die before 20, they will die from the cancer. It's furthest away from the truth. And most chronic ailments can be very easily controlled and cured. Means that after a certain number of treatment, you no longer even need my treatment or any drugs, and you'll still be symptom-free. Now, do we have our third patient on the line? Little Jenny?
Hello,
Jenny. Hey, I'm proud of you. Okay, in fact, some of our listeners may remember, I first scheduled Jenny and her mother, Kendra, on a show, and Jenny was so nervous, and she wouldn't say anything on the phone. So the next week, I took her to my studio back in KBRT then, and she talked, okay? So it's not that, scary. But the thing I want you to share today is that when you first came to me, your mom said you were suicidal because you keep saying that you want to die, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you were scared stiff about my needles. You were running away to the corner looking at me funny. But today, last time you said you were addicted to my needles. Explain that to us, okay? Yeah. Tell us, you are 14 years old, right? Or 15?
14,
okay. Tell us where you're from and what school you go to.
I go to Santa Margarita Catholic High School.
Yes.
And I live in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Okay. So what were your problem before you came to see me?
I had depression and I had colitis.
Yes.
Severe. And I was just sad all the time.
That's worse than the colitis, right?
Worse, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you know, your mom and your brother is how old is he now? How much older is he than you?
He's 17.
He's 17. He came to me 4 years ago, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago, and with constant recurrent bronchitis and so forth. But I haven't seen him now for 4 or 5 years. How's he doing?
He's doing fine. He never gets sick, ever.
Yeah, he used to, right?
Yep.
And you were the one that, because you refused my treatment, and you got sick and feel depressed all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. So how soon after my treatment do you feel better?
I feel better right away.
Right away. Every time, correct?
Every time.
Yes. Okay, tell us before you got my treatment, okay, who have you gone to and what were the results?
My parents brought me to a psychiatrist, and it was just a joke. They don't do anything.
Okay. But they give you drugs or not?
No.
Oh, they didn't even give you drugs?
No.
I think they did, but your mom would not let you have it.
Yeah.
Your mom knew about my treatment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they do talk therapy? They talk to you?
Yeah.
So how did the talk therapy help you?
It didn't do anything. It didn't help me at all.
Sometimes I think it's aggravating because,
yeah.
You know, they really don't quite understand what depression is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had been depressed before, so I knew,
mm-hmm.
okay? Well, tell us what you mean that you're kind of addicted to my treatment right now. See, right now, before, you were so afraid of the needles, okay? But now, after the treatment, you usually ask one or two extra. You say, well, do I need one here for my digestion? Or can I get one here for this, right?
Yeah.
Tell us why you do this.
Because the shots, they just make me feel so good. I'm happy now, and I know that I'll be happy, and because I'll feel better and I'll be well. And I was scared before to get the shots, but now I just love to get them.
Yes, okay. And the shots don't hurt like they used to, right?
No.
In fact, it hurts good. That's
yeah,
how I feel it.
It feels good.
It feels good to have the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it's hard to say. It sounds crazy, but
mm-hmm.
but it is really true. Elaine and I both say that it's a blessing that we can get these shots all the time. When you get stressed out, you block. When you block, what
that's
I mean
horrible.
Is that, that's horrible. That means that your spirit and mind is not in the body.
Mm-hmm.
The more you're blocked, the more you feel, you know, terrible. You know, and that's
mm-hmm.
worse than physical pain, you know.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Jenny, thanks very much for getting on the show, and I'm very proud of you. Being on the phone and share this with us.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
Yeah, have a nice weekend. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Now, for those people who are interested in finding out more about our treatment, want to get a free phone consultation from me, our phone number is 714-556-8664. And my website have plenty of case history and information about how my treatment works. And that's www.drtong.com. DRTONG.com. And we have a caller, okay? Catherine, can we get her on the phone? Catherine?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Hello.
Yes, hello there. What have you to say about, I've been to every ophthalmologist there is, it seems like, and I have in writing that I have advanced macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy.
Yes.
I cannot see to read nor write without my closed-circuit TV. Most people don't know that, but...
What's closed-circuit TV?
Well, it looks like a computer, but I don't understand the mechanics of it, but it has a big screen... And
okay.
I don't understand the working. I'm not mechanically versed.
Okay. Okay, let me tell you, I can help you, okay? It really depends on how long have you had the problem and how far advanced, how much more energy, how much, you know, that I can still open up the circulation to your place. Macular degeneration, glaucoma, everything in Western medicine, heart trouble, diabetes, high blood pressure, they are name of symptoms of what is wrong. The cause has to do with blocking between your spirit and your mind to the body. The body is just a dummy. It's a non-living entity. Okay, the reason why somebody is living is because you got life energy from your mind and spirit. But because we do not know how to handle our life, stress, okay, is number one cause of blocking between the mind and the body. If you have a lot of frustration and anger, you affect your eye and eyesight. A lot of fear, it affects your kidney, and kidney affects the liver, and it affects the eyesight. So those are the causes. The second most important thing to cause in adults, a diet. Okay, like the two little kids I told you, you know, with muscular degeneration, sweets, hot food, spicy
don't
food.
Don't touch sweets.
Yeah, don't touch sweets. Okay?
No, but, I'm a diabetic.
Yeah, but the most important thing is, okay, all your symptoms are all different physical problem due to the blocking, your specific pattern of your blocking. Depends on what kind of emotional trauma you have in the past, what kind of diet you eat wrong in the past. You may have eaten right now, but nobody ever clear the blocking. Western doctors still do not recognize that a human is a spirit. A human is not just a body. A body is the same before and after death, okay? But right after death, you can no longer treat the person. So what's the difference between a living person and a dead corpse? A dead corpse have no life. They don't recognize this, okay? I can help you. I can help you with the diabetes, and I can help you with the macular degeneration. In fact, I have a patient, Toby. Okay, go to my website, www.drt.
I can't see the darn thing.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
have a computer.
Okay, you know, you can get one of your friends or your you have any kids or grandkids, have them check my website. Toby used to have juvenile glaucoma. She's right now probably more than 75, 76 now.
Mm-hmm.
I treated her as she was legally blind, and afterwards she was able to watch some TV, and she's totally independent. She cooks for herself and cooks for her boyfriend, whereas before she really had trouble even taking care of herself. So to restore the body's function is the way to do it. You can go to an umpteen number of ophthalmologists, and you will never get better because all they do is try to fix your symptom, interfere with the body's function, not try to restore the body function.
I tell you something?
Yes.
One well-known ophthalmologist studied my eyes for a long time, and then he shook his head and he said, you know, according to the pathology, you shouldn't be able to see at all. And I said, well, that's my bullheadedness for
you. That's right. If your mind, okay, your mind decided to get well, okay, it's better. The result will be better. Give our office a call, okay? And you'll be happy to come and see me. I can make some improvement. I don't know how much, okay?
Yeah.
So give my office a call. The number is 714-556-8664, okay?
Yes.
Yes. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, next week, okay, we will stay tuned and listen to my Alzheimer's patient and other incredible stories. This is Dr. Tong saying goodbye, and see you next week again.